UP mass religious conversion racket. Allahabad HC bails Kausar Alam, three others accused of waging war against India. The Allahabad High Court, while granting bail to the four accused, noted that their case is on a similar footing to co-accused Abdullah Umar, who was given bail by the Supreme Court. The Allahabad High Court granted bail to four accused in the Uttar Pradesh mass religious conversion racket case last week. The case concerns mass religious conversions within the state of Uttar Pradesh from Hindu religion to Islam. The prosecution has alleged that the accused have received huge funds to execute such anti-national activities, which constitutes an offence under the UP Prohibition of Unlawful Conversion of Religion Act, 2021. The accused were charged US 120B, 153A, 153B, 295A, 417, 298, 121A and 123 of the Indian Penal Code, IPC, and US 3/5, 8 of UP Prohibition of Unlawful Conversion of Religion Act. The court's division bench, comprising Justices Attu Rehman Masoodi and Ajay Kumar Srivastav I, set aside the near court's order refusing bail to the four accused, Dheeraj Govind Rao Jagtap, Kausar Alam, Bhupriya Bando et Arsalan Mustafa and Adamet Prasad Rameshwar Kaur, on account that the apex court has granted bail to their co-accused Irfan Khan et Irfan Sheikh and Abdullah Umar. The court also noted that another bench of the Allahabad High Court granted bail to two other co-accused, Dr. Faraz Shah and Kaleem Siddiqui, in this case, Vidhey orders dated March 2 and April 5, 2023. The Allahabad High Court noted that while granting bail to co-accused Abdullah Umar, the Supreme Court said, having regard to the fact that the charges have been framed, we do not think that the appellant is required to be kept in detention pending trial. The court said that the case of the accused appellants is on a similar footing as the charges against them have also been framed. Thus, the court set aside the near court's order denying bail to the accused. Related news, mass religious conversion, racket, case, Allahabad High Court grants bail to Maulana Kaleem Siddiqui. Related news, UP conversion racket establishes link of Islamists with ISI. The court granted bail to the four accused on furnishing a bail bond with two sureties each. The court further imposed certain conditions, including that the accused shall not seek adjournment on dates fixed for evidence. The court further directed that the accused shall remain present before the trial court, either in person or through counsel, on each date fixed for the hearing. The court also directed that the accused appear before the concerned court in person on dates fixed for I. opening of the case, E. framing of charge and E. recording of statement. The court further said that if the accused is found engaging in the promotion of antisocial activities, the state could move an application seeking cancellation of their bail. The court further directed that the accused shall mark their attendance before the nearby police station in the first week of every month and that they shall keep police apprised of their whereabouts. The court further said that the accused should not enter the state of UP till the pendency of the trial, except for attending the proceedings. Using psychological pressure for religious conversion. The case concerns mass religious conversions within the state of Uttar Pradesh from Hindu religion to Islam through illicit means. In 2021, the UPATS busted the alleged illegal conversion racket running under the guidance of co-accused Kaleem Siddiqui and Mohammad Umar Gautam, allegedly using psychological pressure for forceful conversions, as part of their plan to set up an Islamic state and received funding from different countries to carry out mass conversions. Also read, Yogi-led UP government arrested 507 persons in 291 cases of illegal conversions in 2 years. Also read, Fefdawala Haji Abdullah orchestrating the mass conversion racket, Bharuch episode. Kaleem Siddiqui is a famous cleric in the Western UP region and the chairman of the Global Peace Center. He also ran the Jamia Imam Waliullah Trust, which he allegedly used to convert people from other religions to Islam. Kaleem Siddiqui, a Zakat Foundation member, in an interview with a Saudi Arabian channel, claimed that Hindus must be converted to Islam because if they don't, they would burn in hell. This is Zakat Foundation Sharia Council member Kaleem Siddiqui. Is he not a psychopath that he wants to convert all Hindus to Islam so that they don't burn in hell forever? Mocks that etch call their Jahannum dead Swargiya. Imagine he trains those who get selected in UPSC. pig.twitter.com/xnels3xt5v. Sanjeev Nevar at Sanjeev Sanskrit, August 30, 2020. In his interview, he projects the religious conversion of Hindus as an act of kindness and mocked Hindus referring to deceased people as Swargiya or in heaven. He mocked Hindus for using Swargiya for deceased people while claiming to know that Hindus go to hell. Kaleem Siddiqui said, in his interview, logic won't work in converting people to Islam. The only thing that works is the lure of Jannat and the fear of hell. Brags how he used these methods to create so many Dais, who convert other Hindus. Sharia Council star of Zakat Foundation explains how logic won't work in converting people to Islam. Only thing that works is lure of Jannat and fear of hell. Brags how he used these methods to create so many Dais who convert other Hindus. pic.twitter.com/2-xc. Sanjeev Nevar Sanjeev Nevar, at Sanjeev Sanskrit, August 30, 2020. ADG Prashant Kumar led the team for Siddiqui's arrest. He alleged that Kaleem Siddiqui had links with a large-scale illegal conversion racket and that he not only performed conversions but also gave money to madrasas for the purpose of illegal conversions. He further alleged that Siddiqui's trust receives money from abroad to facilitate conversions and that the police have found that about 3 lakh rupees crore were received from foreign countries in his trust. Topics: Mass Religious Conversion Racket. Allahabad High Court Religious Conversion Indian Penal Code of Prohibition of Unlawful Conversion of Religion Act. Kaleem Siddiqui UP Mass Religious Conversion Racket.